The NBN Chief Executive, Bill Morrow, is speaking with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.
Bill Morrow, first to the rapidly rising costs of the NBN rollout, do you remain confident that the rollout will come in on time and on budget?
I do, Peter. I think we have enough history behind us. We have most of the contracts in place today. We're seeing improvements in our processes, and that all gives us confidence that we will stay within the $49 billion peak funding that we've set out now over 3 years ago.
This morning, you've revealed the top 10 most expensive connections in every state and territory, almost $92,000 to connect a single house in Tasmania in a remote area. Does that illustrate the massive challenge you have in bringing this project in on budget and on time?
Indeed it does, Peter. I think it does illustrate and give a good example of the fact that this land that we live on is so vast and the topology is complicated. It can be very costly for us to have broadband wired up or fibered up into every home, and those prices reflect that.
But also in Tasmania, $86,000 to connect a commercial sports facility, $41,000 for a business at Strathfield in Sydney's inner west. Are these type of connections sustainable in terms of making the NBN a financial success and ultimately being able to sell it off?
Well, and this is actually where the paradox comes in. So on one hand, we are expected to make a financial return. This is a user pays financial model to get everybody access to fast broadband. Yet we have certain premises out there that are so expensive, Peter, that they will never make a financial return. So we're trying to balance many things to make sure that this thing comes into where it is not a taxpayer subsidy model. And those kind of premises illustrate just how difficult it is.
So the NBN is losing money with every suburb or many premises that it connects. Can you put a number on these additional costs?
Well, we know that there's about 2 million of the 11 million homes in the country that are not economically affordable to be able to build out to. But we take the losses in those areas. We offset those losses against the profits that we make in the city center areas where they're far cheaper to build, where we actually have a higher profit margin. And when you add everything up, that's why we're able to make a very modest return, yet still get everybody access to fast broadband and keep the prices reasonable.
So by rolling out these figures on the very high costs of connecting fiber to premises, are you justifying the use of less superior technologies like fiber to the node?
Well, what we're doing is illustrating that the technologies to which we're using are sufficient for today and tomorrow's needs, and that when the demand comes, we will upgrade those networks to satisfy whatever is required at that point in time.
Given these massive costs and massively rising costs, are you concerned that ultimately Australia is going to be left with a white elephant in terms of the NBN infrastructure?
Well, really where the sensitivity now is, Peter, is are people going to be willing to pay for the increased use of their broadband, the higher speeds that they've had before, new applications such as Netflix and Stan, and yet what is to come around the corner? Are we as consumers willing to pay for those services that will in turn ultimately pay for the cost of NBN rolled out to everyone in the nation?
Also today, you're announcing a new technology, fiber to the curb or fiber to the driveway. That sounds a bit like a halfway house between the costly fiber to the premises and some would say inferior fiber to the node.
What fiber to the curb does for us is that even in areas where we were looking at fiber to the node and or even HFC and even some fixed wireless, when a house is out there remote by itself, it is still very expensive to use these alternative technologies.
But by trialing the fiber to the curb technology, is this an admission that fiber to the node or the street corner just doesn't cut it in terms of speed and quality?
It has really nothing to do with the speed of what fiber to the node can offer. It has to do with the cost of getting a service out there that is reasonable for us to make this modest return and keep the prices to consumers lower, Peter.
But so far, you've only trialed one home, and that's in Melbourne. How quickly do you expect this new fiber to the driveway or curb to expand?
Yeah, no, I think in the first half of next year is when we're going to start to see the volume of these pick up. And as we've announced previously, we have 1 million of the 11 million homes around the country that are going to receive this technology, and that'll be rolled out over the course of the next couple of years.
But given the concerns that we'll be seeing in tonight's edition of Four Corners about the digital divide, the whole NBN rollout is becoming a major problem for you, but also a reputational one for the federal government.
Listen, everybody really feels some way connected or touched by what we're doing at NBN. Peter, I think it's important to note that 90-95% of every home in this country is going to be impacted by this industry-wide transformation. If you think about whether it's putting a new modem into your house, having the house cabled up with a different type of cable, or even the fact that you have to switch your providers, most of us are going to be impacted in one way or another. So we're all aware of it. And there is so much debate whether it was technology or how much we should be paying for this service, whether one government did the right thing over the other government. It is a polarizing event, but it is massive in terms of the effort that we're putting forward, and it will be the right thing for the country when we get through this massive churn event.
And Labor is calling the NBN a consumer crisis, and you're dealing with a massive spike in consumer complaints. So the clock must be ticking for you to sort this out.
There will always be emotion behind this. There will always be political rhetoric that goes back and forth no matter which government is in power. That just will not stop because it is a government-owned entity, because the majority of the people around the country are impacted, and because it's an easy thing to criticize. But I have to tell you, it is a seven-year churn event. When we get through this 7 years, which will be the 2020-21 timeframe, I think we're all going to look back and feel with a sense of relief that at least we've done this. Many other countries will still be facing this uphill battle, but Australia will be ahead of most.
The NBN Co's Chief Executive Bill Morrow with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.